scrotum.
Squelch.
Squelch. Hello.
Evening.
How are we doing, patrons?
Patrons. Oh, a different voice. Did anybody spot the different voice?
So, as you may or may not have just spotted, our latest patron has joined us this evening.
And keeping the theme going, he's also called James.
He is! Yes. So welcome to James number 407 to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive-ish podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Let's call it the James podcast now.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Do we know anyone that isn't called James, do you think?
I know a Jim.
No, that's short for James.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
That's still close. James. Jimmy?
No. I know someone
now then.
I know someone called Noodle.
Nope. Someone called me Noodle the other day, and I thought, fucking brilliant.
Excellent.
It's bittersweet because I think, oh, for fuck. Oh, that means they listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Or they know my mother.
Yeah.
Or
one of
Bulge.
The two.
Yes. So.
Wodge.
Yes.
Hello.
Wodge is his nickname, we probably should just
say. Yes, I was going to say, on Patreon,
two guests.
That is
yes.
Wodge.
Wodge. Why Wodge?
Wodge, because my surname is Wojcik, so Wojcik,
and
Wodge just sort of
stuck,
really.
The first time I've ever heard your surname pronounced, and every time somebody, when I'm talking about you, I say,
he talks about you a lot.
James.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm getting a bit worried,
I always go,
actually.
Get
yeah.
complex.
I always say something like, it's Wodge, as in James... I don't know how to pronounce his name. It looks Polish. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, Wojcik is.
Yeah.
Wojcik.
I think it's actually Wojciech. I think in.
Yetchimesh.
Yeah, just getting stuff.
Lots of... I think that's the English pronunciation that my parents have said. So, I think
so are you okay. Are you part Pole?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Quarter Polish, quarter Irish, half English.
My lord.
Ah, no wonder you like all those stainless steel chrome
Wheel
arch extensions on a Mercedes E-Class.
On a BMW, yeah.
Have you got an Adidas tracksuit?
No. I did used to.
No Adidas poppers then?
I did back in the day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God, I think everyone did back in the day.
He's like, back in the day, Wednesday last week.
It was a tracksuit, so I had, I don't think I want to admit this, an orange one,
ooh.
A yellow one,
probably Ali G.
A green one.
Ooh.
God, all the colours.
Yeah, the dog Tupac as well,
didn't
they?
Tupac
nose.
Not poppers, actually.
Ah, right.
They had little zips.
What was the point of the poppers?
A quick release.
Only up to your thighs, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need air to my legs now. Boom.
Well, what if you had to run through water?
You'd have wet shoes.
Oh. Yeah, but your legs wouldn't be wet. Knowledge.
Your trousers wouldn't, your legs would.
Yeah.
Your legs would, yeah, your trousers wouldn't.
All right.
You do the poppers back up. Oh, no, the inside of my trousers are wet. And the outside
that's
is dry.
So much better.
Yeah, this is more comfortable. I like it.
Great.
I think it's so that you can, when I say I think, I know it is, so that you can wear them warming up while you're in your sports shoes of some description, whether it be rugby boots, football boots. Tennis boots?
Tennis boots.
Who's put some shoes?
That's called that jacket.
Possibly even ice skating boots?
What's cleats, isn't it? Is that what you wear on a golf course? Is that what they're called?
Well, yeah.
But you don't anymore. I think we had this discussion once. You told me that not everyone wears stupid trap. It's what? Spikeless.
Spikeless, yeah. Most of them.
Well, so most shoes?
Yeah. So they're shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool.
But that is the point of the zips and poppers on a track suit.
Okay.
So that you can...
And people say that we don't know anything.
Cricket shoes. That's another one.
Cricket shoes.
Cricket shoes and jackets.
So if you're wearing your Adidas poppers and you need to get away from the police, does that aid you at all?
No.
That's what most of them were used for, wasn't it? That's the only real track use they ever got.
Yeah,
was running away from the police on council estates.
Down the old track.
Yeah.
The problem is if you're running and they pop off whilst it just looks
it's
like,
just drag.
It just looks like your legs have got
slow
like
down.
Sort of
and not the good kind of drag.
No.
Is there a good kind of drag?
There is. Men dressed as women.
That one.
That's not to no.
I'm not into drag artists. Or
sounds
like
he is.
But
he has got a selection of dresses.
But if you wait here.
He has got an erection currently talking about drag artists.
Have I? Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah.
You need the Hubble to see that,
brutal.
Savage.
No, I need a mirror for a start. I do love the names that they use. They do have great names. I think I saw...
He's been watching drag shows, isn't he?
Yeah, I did.
He's watching the wrong kind of drag racing, isn't he?
Is it RuPaul?
RuPaul's Drag Race. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. But I went...
being clever. I didn't realise it was a thing.
I saw a poster for a drag artist whose name was Amber Dextrous.
Oh.
Which I thought, yeah. I don't know, it just tickled me.
I saw one that was called...
Did you go in, did you? That's why she tickled you.
The joke tickled me. I wasn't tickled by Burly Man in Dress. With
so Burly Man in Dress with all the makeup didn't tickle your pickle then?
Oh, yeah, done that. Oh, Lord, yeah.
So how much did it cost you?
Many money. A lot.
All of the money.
I saw one called Taylor Trash, which I thought was quite...
Yeah, that's quite funny.
That is
good. That is quite funny. Yeah. Dwayne Pipe. Owen Cash. There's loads.
Fuck, there is loads.
Mike Oxlong.
Yeah. The name I dropped in the last episode, which was Barbed Wire.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Barbed Wire.
That's where you got it from, then.
Yeah, that's what.
Emeroids.
Oh, can you tell? Can you?
That was genuinely... That was our pub quiz team name for so long. Brilliant. Yeah. Excellent. And brilliant. It was always good when they read our names out. Because, mate, you would be like, it's a team and it's just...
Emeroids?
In third place, Emeroids? Yeah!
There's that thing where people just... They'll text into a radio station, wouldn't they, saying...
Toby Lerone. That was a Chris Moyle show back in the day,
ironically, I mean, I like Chris Moyle. He's getting a lot of shit at the minute because he said that all unsigned bands are shit. Which, to be fair, he's not actually. Chances are.
Probably
you're
right.
Not signed for a reason.
Yeah, that's it.
Awkward. It's like that. The way I see that is if somebody said to me, like, you're not with a label for your podcast? No. Oh, right. Oh, it must be rubbish then.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. 100%.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
awful. Oh, you've listened? Genuinely, I know when I should be pushing it. People say, oh, so what is it? And I tell them. But it's really difficult to explain this because we don't talk about cars.
No.
We're not very funny. So to say, and I do cringe when I say, well, it's like a sort of car comedy podcast. Comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And then I think
toilet humour at best. Yeah.
I'm funny, by the way.
Yeah, yes. Don't you know I'm funny? So what do you talk about? My mate's penis between snacks, really. That's about it.
Occasional cake eating.
So do you test cars? No.
Nope.
We're too lazy for that.
I did.
Yes. With the Alpinas?
And then I got stick for it taking too long. For my review.
It took you longer to tell us about the car than it did to drive home in it. It took you longer to find drive, did it? Was it drive you couldn't find and get it into gear?
Oh, yeah,
something?
It was, yeah.
You're like, how do we go? What's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true, that.
Mm. Hey, hit the mic.
You drew what's already? The time?
Yeah, I was
going to say.
Eight minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's good going for me. I had a bit of my drink as well, and I was able to navigate it around it.
Look at you, look. Turned a new leaf.
I know. Don't.
He's just trying to act posh because Wodger's here.
That's it. He's even cleaned the house and everything.
Adam said to me, he said, it's nice in your house that smells like dog piss because you've got somebody else rather than us coming round. I thought, nice. I thought I didn't know it smelled of piss because I've lost my sense of smell. But thanks for telling me, when it doesn't smell of piss. Not, mate, I think your dog might have. Cause
we just get used to it, really.
Nose blind.
Don't you have a cleaner?
Nose blind.
Yeah, I do actually, yes.
I'd sack her.
Yeah. You assuming it's a lady?
Well, she's your mum, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm assuming she birthed you, therefore she has the requisite bits to be known as a woman.
No, it doesn't. It's 2023.
No, fuck off. Fuck off.
No, it doesn't work.
You see that fucking dick face, that
Sam Smith.
Oh, that absolute.
Cunt. Yeah. He says, Fisher them. And Chester. He won't even say Manchester. He says Themchester.
He doesn't.
No, he's a cunt. He is a cunt.
Themchester United.
Jesus Christ.
He is a cunt.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah, he said when he was younger, he thought that he might want... they thought that they might have wanted to have been a Fisher them.
No, it's a he. definitely, well, I say definitely he.
Have you seen the shit that that fucking thing wears?
The inflatable gimp suit was funny.
Yeah.
No, I find it disturbing, but if you liked it, well, just,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Wodge.
Let's talk about Wodge.
Let's talk about Wodge.
Have you got an inflatable gimp suit?
No.
Are you? Do you identify as a man?
Pardon?
Do you identify as a man?
Yes.
Good, that's good.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have all the requisite parts?
I do.
So that you identify
as a man.
Because this is the thing, is that you can ask someone if they identify as a man.
Yeah.
But they might not actually be a male. If you know what I'm saying.
It was two different things.
Yeah.
Okay. I did hear a Hershey bar be referred to as a pronoun bar. And it's still... I heard about 3 weeks ago and it still makes me laugh. A Hershey bar.
So... Wodge.
Yes.
How big's your knob?
What? Yeah. I was going to leave that to the third question. Yeah, okay. But, okay.
Is it
question one?
Yeah.
How big's your penis?
Not as big as Bulge's.
Now,
that's the same for everyone, though.
So yes. That's a complete fallacy.
Hey.
Hey.
Fire hoses aren't as long as penis. Bulge's penis. What?
Using the microphone as a scale. 1 to 1?
I wish.
2 to 1?
What the fuck?
Oh. I'm trying to work out the girth. Miss more like me. The cable.
I was going to say girth for me would be the plug.
Yeah, yeah.
Length for me, also the plug.
Yeah. That's why you're called noodle, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like a limp noodle. It's long.
I was about to say, in rigidity for me, yeah. The cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I get a blowjob, it's like spaghetti. Just.
Oh dear. So
how big's your ball bag? How long is the length of your gutted?
What is the reason that you decided to punish yourself and become a patron?
Punish myself? Oh, I just wanted to. I'd heard about the chats that you have on Discord, and I just want to support the channel, really, because I've been listening for a while. And
that's very nice of you, mate. Thought,
I mean,
you.
I should have done it months ago. But I didn't.
Well, everyone else should have done it months ago as well, but they didn't either. Don't worry, you're not alone.
No.
I mean, you are when it comes to being a patron.
It's just you.
It's just you.
Me and a few others. But no, I just support the channel and get involved with some of the other people.
Yeah,
Michael from South Carolina. And
he's a legend. Legend, that bloke.
Legend.
He's absolutely legend. Such a legend that I'm trying to organise for us to go and see him and Bulge.
I can't spend 9 hours on a plane with you. I'll murder you.
I'll sit somewhere else.
I'll still be breathing the same air, though, for 9 hours. You're going to die.
It will be the same air as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be the same air.
You're going to die.
It's recycled.
Yeah, it's recycled.
I might catch whatever you've got.
Handsomeness.
Herpes.
Oh, that. Herpagon syphilis. On the last episode, you know I had to stop to have a wee? I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but it just really tickled me. But John went, "Cole, you've got the bladder the size of..." And you were diabetes. I thought, yeah, I do actually have the bladder the size of diabetes.
Yeah.
But anyway. But yeah, no, thanks for being a patron.
Thank you.
And as part of your benefits, you get to spend some time with us, apparently.
I do, yeah.
You poor bastard.
It's just watching me and John eat. That's an insight, isn't it?
Yeah. Seeing what the kebabby and can offer, you know?
Yeah, not much, really.
Kebabs.
It's quite expensive.
Basically, kebabs.
Yeah, large cheesy chips for £6. And it blew my mind. That's a lot of money, isn't it? For baked potato and...
And some just grated cheese.
Well, you say cheese.
You say potato. Well, I'm sure this would have like mash inside of them.
Yeah, not just a hollow shell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's like a hollow crispy shell. Yeah. And cheese.
It's like some chip houses.
They literally fried the potato out of the potato.
Nice.
Chip houses.
Chip houses.
Just a husk.
Yeah.
Just a husk.
Just nice. Husky.
Mm.
But the dog.
No. This is obviously quite difficult because I don't want to ask Wodge loads of questions because most of the questions that we're going to have
car
for Wodge are going to be car related.
This is
specifically a non-car related podcast.
It is.
Stop saying car.
So much so that Niall when we decided we were going to do this, Niall decided that he would give up his driving license.
Yeah,
specifically.
He did.
He took one for the team.
I thought being able to drive and doing a non-car-related podcast seems a bit, you know, hypocritical.
Yeah.
So,
you took one for the team.
I did. Someone had to.
Yeah, of course.
It was going to be bold. Because I asked him for a chip earlier, and he said, what was your response?
Get fucked.
No, it wasn't.
It was
a typically fantastic, bold response.
I can't remember what it was.
I think you said, I think it was a straight face. Either not fucking likely or fat fucking chance. It was one of the two.
Yeah, not fucking likely. Not a no. It wasn't likely.
But previously, three minutes prior to that, I stood beside Bulge and went, can I have a chip, mate? And he went, yeah, carry on.
Really? Where was I when that happened?
Sat right there. Oh, I'm surprised you missed it, to be honest.
Obviously, I just block these things out, really. There was that whole... I bring it up all the time, but that time I actually... You went into a shop.
Yeah.
And I said, can you get
fuck me, is he still going on about this?
Yes, I fucking am. I said, can you get me a can of Monster? And he went, no, right? And I thought, well, he will.
Yeah.
And he came back, no Monster. No, and I said, did you get me a Monster? He went, no.
No.
I went, why not? He went, well, I told you I wasn't going to. I was like...
With a straight face
Deadly serious.
Deadly serious.
This was ironic.
He saw no problem with it.
Yeah.
No.
And there was really, no fucking problem with it.
I couldn't get his head around that I had a problem with this.
I had a problem with the fact you were too lazy to get out of the fucking car and walk 30 paces.
You were already doing it.
Exercise is good for you, Niall.
Even better for you, you can go.
Fuck off.
Chunker.
Wanker.
But yeah, no, we're still not over that.
Okay, I thought you were stood outside the shop waiting for me. You were sat in the car.
Yeah, we were in the car.
Right.
We pulled up. We were Pete, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we hid, didn't we? We went to the cinema and I fell asleep.
Yeah, fucking Pete.
After you complained about
the latest, the latest James Bond.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go and watch it in the IMAX. And I said, I'm going to go and watch it. Anyone want to come?
Yeah.
Then we got Pete to drive because he had the most economical car.
Well,
at the time.
Biggest, I mean, you say that.
Yeah. Well, not the way
I genuinely
it,
don't think it was any more economical because I had the VRS at the time.
Yeah.
And I said then, I'm more than happy to drive. And he was like, oh, it's right. I've just filled up. And
he had a GTD at the time, did he?
No, he had the Audi. He still got it.
Yeah, he still got it.
Did he?
Yeah.
The Orlick.
And he said that he'd just filled up, so he'll drive. And I said, well, that's fine. I don't mind. And this is where I love Pete.
Here we go.
And I'm glad that he's not on the Patreon.
Because you're not sure if he listens or not, are
you? No,
no. Pete Hoare?
Yeah.
Okay.
He earns so much money.
H-O-R-O.
He earns nearly as much money as Niall. Not quite. Nearly.
It's a fucking lot of money.
£100 an hour, mind.
This is all...
Plus
he's had a pay rise since then. He's £150 an hour now.
Nice. Yeah.
Ever since then as well.
Anyway. Inflation busting with Niall.
What cost of living crisis?
Yeah.
There's my caviar.
And I would have genuinely, more than happily, driven us from Columpton to Plymouth, watched the film. Driven us from Plymouth back to Columpton.
Via a shop for Bulge not to get me a drink.
Yeah, said thank you very much.
For your entry.
That was good laugh. I like the film. How was your sleep, Niall? Etc, etc. And then we would have parted ways.
But no,
not with Peter. Not with Peter. Peter then, when we get back to Columpton, goes and refills his car for all of, what was it, £22?
Something like that.
And then had to split it four ways. I thought, you tight cunt. You tight cunt. Bearing in mind, we bought him lunch because he'd driven us.
Yeah.
We paid for
the
parking because
he'd
driven us.
Them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
But not...
Oh, fucking
not
hell.
Not
I thought, you tight bastard. You tight fucker.
He does squeak a bit.
Gah.
Yeah.
Tighter than a camel's
ass
in a sandstorm.
That's a rich person, isn't it? Tighter than a duck's ass.
Yeah. Mm.
Tighter than a worm's ear.
Yeah.
I've not heard that one.
No.
No, camel's ass and sandstorm's my favourite.
I'm
quite fond of tighter than a tick's ass.
I think that's quite funny. It's a bit of an American one, though.
It is, but it's
like
tighter
you,
than
Michael.
A tick's ass.
Yeah.
Well,
I watched Dukes of Hazzard a few months ago, so it's stuck.
Well, when I was trying to arrange this trip to America, that isn't going to happen because Bulge can't spend any time with me.
Alone in an aeroplane for 9 hours.
He doesn't have to be in a car with me. You're not being in this room with me. That's why I didn't fucking.
That's why
he
sits
the
other end of the table.
That's why he's the other end of the table. Okay,
further away.
Yeah.
But the downside is he has to look at me because he's the opposite.
Keep telling you, Just breathing is annoying me.
Yeah, no, generally he does tell me that quite regularly.
Oxygen thief.
But, you know, I've often, we've gone and got cars together, and like you said, you know, put the fuel in, you get the lunch. It shouldn't cost that person that's doing you a favour anything, apart from their time, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember I went with, I can say his name.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going now,
Rob, my mate Rob. Not next door Rob, different Rob. And I went to go get a car, which was a Civic, I think, which was a bit annoying.
Oh, and, that fucking thing, yeah.
And, basically, he said, I'll get lunch. I thought, oh, nice, because I do like a lunch.
Really?
Twice a day.
I like both of my lunches.
Yes. I like a nice little pre-lunch. Yeah. And then lunch.
Yeah. And then brunch. Or brunch, then
brunch. Brunch, then lunch. Yeah.
Well, you have to have breakfast, then brunch.
Lunch.
And then
lunch.
Snack.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
pre-lunch. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so fat. I don't know what's causing all that.
has Winston gained any weight?
Nope. There's Winston, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Or was it Robert Kardashian? More like it.
Anyone but Robert De Niro.
yeah, anyone but. And so I'm thinking like KFC, I'm thinking Burger King.
Yeah.
And he took me to...
in that order.
yeah, one after the other. Yeah, try definitely. And find a service definitely. With them all round.
Yeah.
Just go from one to the other.
Well, that's why service stations are so great, because... Yeah. People call it choice. It's not choice. They're all there. Have them all. It's a very easy choice.
It's not
to
choice.
Make.
It's order. Yeah.
And he took me to that Gloucester Services, which is a farm shop next to the military, which I find very bizarre. And got me a bacon roll from there.
Nice.
Which, I'll be honest, as far as bacon rolls go,
from a services,
yeah,
was banging.
Nice. I mean, no, in general. Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah.
It was probably about £12.
Probably about £12.
Yeah. I think it was double digits, but
£4.50 for a fucking sausage roll in that place.
But I wasn't paying because my friend was getting me, I'd say lunch, was barely a snack. So I was a bit annoyed at this. He'd also paid for some fuel from work and had it in these big 25-litre drums. So in the service station car park, we then had to put it in the car. So basically this is where the fuel came into it. The wind took it and covered me in diesel, which was brilliant fun. I really enjoyed that. And then when we got back, I sort of realised that... He said, oh, yeah, well, if this isn't enough, we'll put some more in later. And I was like, yeah, okay. And we basically got back and we realised I was on...
Oh, no.
How very dare you?
Shut up.
Who's that?
It's my brother.
I knew it'd be a man. Look.
I'm not from Uffcombe, mate.
You're from Summer. I'm pretty outnumbered the whole Somerset thing. So
yeah, you are.
Yeah, basically, long story short, is I used more fuel than he'd given me, and my lunch consisted of a bacon roll.
Which is a snack.
Which is a snack.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty, you know what I mean? It's a
entree. A bacon roll is a 10 o'clock when you've left at 6, isn't it?
You've made good ground.
done 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll stop now. But get a coffee and a bacon roll.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to where we're going and then we'll find somewhere for lunch.
Yeah. That's it. It's too early to have like a lunch now.
Yeah,
I'd
like
bread. Then it's the rules.
Yeah. But I'm not talking like a, you know, you go to like a, you know, greasy fucking thing at the side of the road and you get like a bacon roll. I'm talking bacon roll.
Yeah.
I'm talking teeny tiny.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was so annoyed.
He was livid. He didn't stop talking about it for at least a month.
Yeah, and then I brought it up on a podcast that's not about cars.
Years later.
Yeah.
But he's annoying, though. That's the problem with him. And he sort of spot me because we used
to... Did you say he bought some fuel from work? Wasn't he a plastic copper as well?
Yes. But, no, he...
Well, what's his surname? I can't
remember.
No,
let's not say it.
White.
Yes. Shit.
Think...
Oh, yes.
Darker than
Brown.
White.
Rob Brown.
That's the one.
Just described him as annoying and boring.
And a plastic copper.
And also, I'm going to describe him as a not patron.
You might know someone who's a patron.
Fuck him.
Like who?
Bodge.
Kim.
Lewis. Might know Lewis.
Lewis?
Where are my flapjacks?
What?
a family guy. One day you'll catch up with
it. Yeah, one day you'll get to it,
yeah. I'm watching in such a weird order as well.
For anyone that may have heard my phone go off at the earlier part of the the podcast, just so you know, Kim, here's a shout out for you 8 minutes ago. This one's for you guys. Plenty of farts en route, is what she said in the Discord. So thanks for that, Kim.
Thank you.
Nice. Lewis is...
Good, wait.
gonna
probably nutted three times.
Yeah, he's probably, say, yeah. probably yeah. already gone by off now, half a dozen times.
Well, you've seen Kim come up on his phone. Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. And then farts.
Ah. Oh, why have I just come twice? Ah.
And then guys.
Anyway, Lemonade Love Story. Oh, no, I haven't come when I read that at all. Talking of farm shops, I know I was going to ask Roger's modular question, yeah. but talking of farm shops,
yeah.
has anyone watched Clarkson's Farm?
Yes.
I no. have watched three.
Of the latest one?
Of the latest one, yeah. I think.
Have you watched any?
Not of the latest one. I've seen the first season.
Yeah. Second one's good.
Second one is
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Well, someone said once that series is what the programme is, yeah. seasons are the... So the series is Clarkson's Farm.
Yeah.
Seasons are one different, but I think seasons is American, personally.
Yeah, I would say so, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've always said series. Series one, series two. Series one.
Yeah.
Like a Landy.
Yeah.
A what?
Like a Landy.
Like a Landy.
Land Rover. Yeah,
like Land Rover.
Oh, sorry.
Series one, series two.
Sorry, this is the non-car. And then the 90. Jonathan.
110.
130.
That's about length, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not girth.
You'd be a 110, wouldn't you?
130.
Well, we can discuss it if you like, but I don't want to give anything away.
You can discuss it. I don't mind if you talk about stuff that's happened. I've seen enough on social media.
We've seen him giving Matey Boy Dyslexia a load of shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's good. The episode's good as well.
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
I've seen it on social media.
So somebody in the village, when they did the initial planning hearing.
John, I don't know, that's really annoying. I could see it and I thought, I know he's doing something.
All I can describe is that's like the end of a vice to tighten something up. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. DT in school.
Oh, at school, yeah.
At school is just on a much smaller scale.
I saw a vine and it was someone just giving it fucking on a like a nice new vice and it just, and just winds its way in. So I just got a shitty old vice and goes and it just stops dead.
Yeah. It's like every vice at Phoenix there. Yeah.
It's some imagery for you.
Yeah,
but yeah, he has a lot of planning issues. A lot of the series is based around this whole planning issue thing.
Yeah, so what happened is they went to the first planning hearing and somebody in the village who was very anti-Clarkson.
Yes. That's
hired,
it. No issue of what he was doing.
No, it was
just the fact that he was doing it.
Yeah. They hired a barrister at great expense to talk at this planning hearing. And basically, when Clarkson's allowed to have his say, he sits down and he goes, well, when I read this, and blah, 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 if you could get through it because of the amount of spelling mistakes in it.
Wade for the spelling mistakes.
That's it. And then when he stands up, he goes, thank you very much, stands up, goes sit back down, and goes, you need to learn how to spell, mate. As he walks
it's
past
really great.
Him.
It's like this sort of quiet, sort of counsellor sort of room. And he walks past, he pulls his mitt, he goes, you should learn how to spell. Yeah.
And then weeks after the fact, the barristers come along and go, I'm actually dyslexic. It's like, why isn't anyone proofreading your legal documents then, you
fucking
helmet?
How the fuck can you be a barrister?
He wanted to work in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a barista.
Yeah, now he's really overqualified.
He wanted to be a barista and just sort of, fucking hell, this is a lot of risk.
He's like, I've been here for 12 years and I still don't know how to make a flat white.
He's like, this is a lot of fucking
nobody's taught me anything about coffee.
He's like, here, I'll read this. I just want to make coffee. Yeah. It's not that fucking hard.
Is that the instruction manual for the machine?
It's like milk, beans, you know what I mean? I wouldn't read all this for.
I did see the first planning hearing, or the first...
Where he met with the people from the village.
Where he met with the people from the village. And Matey said that you said in your series that every village has got a moron.
Yeah.
I've got six.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, his argument was, he said something like, he said, oh, you called us all morons. Is every village got a village, is it? And I've got six. And I thought, well, that's not all of you then, is it?
No.
Yeah. Unless there is literally
there's more
six.
Than six of you in that room. Yeah. So,
if there's six people in Chadlington like that, it's cool, then fair enough.
But I did think in that particular episode, you'll have to catch up on it, Wodge, but I did think that Clarkson put himself across quite well.
He did.
I know he is a fucking buffoon. I'm fully aware of that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we saw it.
Yeah. Can't hide that.
I know he is a fucking buffoon, but he did put himself across very well.
Yeah.
You know, and the bit where he says, like, I'd apologise for calling you morons. You know, none of you here...
You're all fuckwits.
None of you here seem like morons, but some of the things that have been written are entirely moronic.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that you've said that I've built that lambing shed and nothing's ever happened in that lambing shed.
And it's all a sheep. Fucking...
Yeah. A sheep has never stepped foot in the place. But it's documented on video. Yeah. The same videos that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Did they say that, like, his farm was going to be 1,000,000,000 acres?
Oh, that's right. The, like, no. Apparently the dyslexic bloke wasn't very good at maths either, because he, in the document, he said something like, I can't remember what the fucking measurement was now, but it worked out to be half of the total farm.
Yeah.
Not just the car park. Yeah. He was like, saying, car park's going to be... What was it? 500 acres? It's like, it fucking ain't. It's half the farm, you mong.
So it was used as much as it should. But the whole thing, the whole plan, I think, it's just a fucking farce. You can't have a film. I'm genuinely sorry
it's
for him.
Blatant. They're just doing it because they don't like him.
It was it's an area of natural outstanding beauty and all this sort of shit. Da-da.
But the problem is, it's all farmland.
But I mean, then it's not. But his car park is a fucking
mess.
It's just a mud bath.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a fucking shithole. And they're like, no, you can't tarmac that or turn it into something nice. Because
you
it's an area.
Just put gravel down. It's just something gravel. That would drain, you know.
Yeah. And it was just like, look how bad it is now.
Yeah.
And they just, I felt really sorry for him. But I thought it was actually really good.
Yeah, it's good.
I enjoyed
good
the first one. I thought the second one was really good.
I will watch it, yeah.
Good movie.
Well, it's worth a watch, definitely.
Yeah.
That Caleb's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's funny.
He's the boy.
He is funny.
And his dad, fucking, how does anyone know what he's saying? It's
like Hot Fuzz, isn't it?
It's like Hot Fuzz, yeah.
It's like, I can understand that. I was like, why is he trying to... Oh, yeah, because everyone speaks like a fucking idiot.
Well, you are from Afghan.
Oh, here we go again. In glorious Devon.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're at half an hour now. We haven't asked Rog anything.
Wow, okay.
How big's your knob?
Yeah, that was the one question, I think. Yeah.
What do you call it? Do you listen to that episode? That's the episode 8 of the Patreon. When I asked, what do you... Breakfast, dinner, tea?
Yeah, I did listen to that one, because that was the one that was on camera.
Yes, that's the test
one. So I did catch up with that one.
Yeah.
So
is it breakfast?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Nice. What time's evening? That was a bit of a debate.
Yeah, that was a hard debate. That is a hard one. I do like...
Depends on the time of year. Depends on what the weather's doing.
Yeah.
Is it raining? What room am I in?
Yeah.
What shoes have I got?
That's the thing, it does feel more like evening when it's dark.
Yeah.
I do get that.
That's like, nighttime,
it feels
still.
Like... Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah, it is then nighttime. But nighttime I associate with going to bed. It's nighttime, I go to bed.
Yeah. Finally, we have someone on the podcast who talks some fucking sense.
I saw you two chatting outside. Don't think I don't know what you're up to here.
Outside,
I know what's going on.
Planning it before then.
Just in case Niall asks, right?
Yeah.
come around the evening and we'll have a chat about it. Turns out 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
are you doing here? Because didn't you say evening Why starts at 4 at one point?
It's through the winter, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway,
yes, it does.
Don't, because you'll annoy me again.
No, when, it doesn't. When it's getting dark, it's the evening. Late afternoon turns into evening.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all we've got time for today.
Well, no, we need to know what you call your penis.
Yeah, what do you call your knob? Sexually and non-sexually.
What, in terms of referring it to, like, penis, cock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you call it it's penis. You called me a penis earlier, and maybe half. Because I thought that. Because you said it's very funny. And it is. Penis is funny.
I think I'd agree. Probably in a non-sexual way, penis. And then in a sexual way, cock.
Yeah.
I would say.
I was knob and cock.
Yeah.
So if you got whacked,
you're both.
Well, yeah, I am both, yeah. I don't have one.
You're all of the above.
When he gets excited, he gets taller.
So would you go cock, itchy penis? You wouldn't say itchy penis, would you? Well, you wouldn't say it anyway. Why would you say that?
No, it's only your penis that itches, mate.
Yeah.
Is it Berryman you pee, or is that just me as well?
No. I don't have that, thankfully.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, probably, if you were going to say that, probably itchy cock feels a bit...
Yeah, interchangeable, I find.
Yeah, you probably use both, but...
I go for Willy sometimes for
itchy, I wouldn't be using itchy in a sexual way at all. It's not... That
make you
itch.
Yeah, do you like that, baby?
Definitely not.
Do you like that itchy penis? Yeah.
Does that itch you?
Yeah.
Does that irritate you?
Go on, scratch it. Dig your nails in.
Oh, God.
I tell you what does...
Scratch you, fuck's sake.
Holding the end of the foreskin.
We don't know what Niall's
like
into.
Like
oh,
tight.
Jesus.
Was all that, what was that like all about?
Because you're holding the end of your foreskin.
No, not that far, mate.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say it should be down here.
Yeah, do you ever? No, it doesn't matter. So have you ever pinched your bell end, your foreskin, and when you're having a piss, and filled it up like a balloon? Like a balloon. Yeah. Ever done that?
Yeah, I have done that. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say no. And I go, yeah, neither me.
No, just, I have actually occasionally when I was much younger.
When he was seven, maybe.
Yeah, when I was much younger, going, oh, this is fun. Okay, it's gone everywhere.
Yeah, I've done it. And
I've made a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is releasing does, you know, it's all got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Back inside.
Do you find when you stand up to have a piss, sometimes it just goes in two different directions?
No. Okay. I've had a hair just me before. If you here's a life tip.
Okay.
If you roll back the old hood,
there's
more precision.
Still though. Sometimes it just.
Have you got a defective penis?
Maybe I have. I'm just stood in front, and then I go, I've just pissed on the floor. I've stood right.
I have stood, and I've you know, I know every man has done this. I've stood and I've pointed exactly where it's supposed to go.
Yeah. It doesn't go that way.
And I release, and what the fuck? Hey, whoa.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm sort of.
Yeah.
Physics.
Yeah.
Bend physics.
Whatever you say.
You're just fucking bent, really.
So a pair really of you, is. By the
it's
sounds
just,
of it.
It's not just, that's not just me. Has that never happened to you?
Well, where you aimed at the toilet and it's gone to the side.
Yeah.
I can't say it has. I mean, maybe if I've aimed for the water and I've hit the pan.
No,
maybe.
No, mate.
Are you not just twisting it as you pull the foreskin back?
No.
I mean, it would be hard. It'd be easier for Niall to do that.
Fucking wham, wham, wham.
You got top Chinese burns.
You can't do it that way round.
Oh, it's a shame we haven't got cameras on today. That'd have been perfect.
Like, basically, one of those little Play-Doh squashes. The donut one, specifically.
I don't think I'm twisting it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's not just me.
Not twisting it, I don't think. No, I just thought I'd see if anyone else had that.
And you fucking wonder why I wouldn't fit your toilet seat for you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your toilet
seat needs putting right up there so it doesn't slam down on you when you're in a piss. Yes. It's quite a delicate operation, that.
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Retarded.
And I...
You fitted it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, fitting is a...
Okay.
He managed to cross threads.
Yeah.
Plastic threads. That are really chunky.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I got one of them right.
Moron.
I got one of them right, didn't I?
50%.
It's not a bad success rate, is it?
50% mong.
Yeah. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. There's a lot of things. No. What was that other Meatloaf song? I would do it. That one. I was Meatloaf,
wasn't it? Anything for you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'd do anything for love, but I'll do that.
Anything for love. That's Brian Adams, isn't it? Canada's.
It was Meatloaf, wasn't it?
Apologise.
Yeah, it was
Meatloaf.
And I would do anything for love.
Yeah.
Cher didn't sing it.
But I won't do that.
What wouldn't he do, though? What wouldn't he do? That's what I want to know.
Be pegged.
I mean, no, I'll be honest.
He didn't look like he'd be up for pegging, really. Peggy Sue.
I mean, I thought she wanted to piss on him, personally. Would you do that?
Probably.
Again, the camera's on, because that was a fantastic shrug. That was a really good shrug.
John, yeah, it's
probably. Yeah.
You peed on vegetables before, didn't you?
Also, in one.
That still baffles me.
It's hard. It's hard to do.
Yeah. Well, that's not what got me. Just that it happened.
Oh.
And you telling me about it as well. It just sort of... Anyway.
Moving on.
I'll get a boner. Probably. Well, we're at like 38 minutes now.
Oh, Christ.
Wow. Christ hell.
Okay.
See, we've had a guest look. Now you've got eight minutes bonus footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra footage? Person.
No footage. Ask me one question.
Yeah.
Which I didn't answer.
No, we'll all get them out later and we'll have to compare.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try anyway.
I didn't bring the verniers.
Oh, good.
Need a micrometer for his.
Feeler gauge.
You need a measuring wheel, you do, Bolt.
Yeah. Like the council have got.
Yeah. 25 metre fucking tape. Done
roller,
do it.
Yeah.
There's two guys turn up in high vises. One of them pushing and the other one counting. Because for some reason it takes two people to measure a road.
Yeah.
Every time I see one of them.
Your council tax is so fucking high.
Yeah.
Whenever I see one of them, I just think someone's lost their seat on a unicycle. So I don't know why. But yeah, there we go.
Dear.
I used a measuring wheel to get me off of.
Not get myself.
To get you off.
Yeah.
So this is what it feels like. Ooh, yeah.
But is it to measure how many points you got on your license?
No, it was actually, ironically,
to measure how far he has to walk from here to the bus.
Fuck no, 1 meter. I'm knackered.
It's the furthest I've ever walked.
No, I got. Well, I didn't get caught on my phone because I wasn't actually on my phone. But the police officer thought I was on my phone.
But oh, is this the magic tree defense?
Yes.
Yeah. When you were on your phone.
No, he had a magic tree in his hand, because that's where everybody has their magic tree. Trees.
Yeah,
air freshener in my hand. Yeah. But the copper was really far back from the junction. The junction was set back, and there was two cars in front of him. So I got my brother, who had a measuring wheel, you know, to measure the distance so I could go to court with some facts and knowledge. And, I would say I got away with it, but I wasn't on my phone to have got away with that in the first place.
Didn't go so well second time round, though, did it?
No, there was no measuring wheel second time. I think that's where I went
wrong. No, the copper had a digital measuring wheel.
Yes, and it said numbers.
Bang to fucking right.
It said many numbers on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He measured my twat, you know, twattery, and decided...
He measured your twat?
My twattery, my levels of twattery, and it went... Bdoing. Band.
Cockometer.
Yeah, the cockometer, yeah.
Broke it, yeah.
Drove an M3 past it and fucking broke it, yeah.
Goes, oh, he's broken the machine! Yeah. I was bitterly disappointed to find... I mean, this is kind of car-related, but we're talking about me being banned, so... bitterly disappointed to realise I was only halfway through my ban at the beginning of this month. And then a couple of weeks later, I only had 2.5 months left, which sounded like such a shorter amount of time. 3 months, I was like, fucking hell, I've got 3 months left to go. Yeah. But 2.5 months out of six.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot better. Yeah. Mm. So I'm getting a bit like, ooh. But it's that like.
Ooh, I can only afford to insure in this and Micra now. Fuck!
Well, I'm skinned, so I can't afford to insure anything. But you know, you've got like an hour left at work. Skin. And you think, oh, fucking hell, yeah, last hour. You know what I mean? I only do an hour's work a day, so I don't know how that feels. You think, oh, only an hour left. You get all excited.
2 grand.
And then you realise, still got an hour to go. Do you know what I mean? And that's kind of what this is like. I'm going to be like, oh, 2.5 months left to go.
Oh, there's still 2.5 months left.
There's still 2.5 months to go, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Us is good in there. Shall us?
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Should we drag it out to 45?
No, because I need a wee.
Also, I need
You've got the bladder the size of...
Diabetes.
Okay. Call me Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, you're... pair of fucking idiots as well.
Funny though.
No, the thing is, right,
no,
we all say things, you know, we've seen things about Pete and how annoying he is with money and all this sort of stuff, but imagine
not as annoying as you are with money.
What,
considering how much you've got?
I haven't got any.
All of the monies.
No, anyway,
3 pay rises in a year.
But imagine
this year,
sort of hearing this year,
£50 an hour pay rises.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine hearing
pay rises from £100 an hour.
Imagine
£300 an hour.
Imagine like sort of hearing your mate sort of saying stuff about
you work in government.
Right, okay, let's end this podcast then. I'd have you killed if I did.
Yeah, all right.
For interrupting me so much. But I could.
You can't stop a pensioner from.
You can't stop you from fucking talking. God's sake. I had to unplug you, actually. I know he's gonna... Anyway, so I sort of entered the room and they were sort of taking a piss. And I thought, well, they're obviously talking about me.
Da.
But then, what I then had to do was fuck off. A couple of days later, I then got the opportunity to listen to what they were saying about me behind my back. So I sat in that chair, because he can spin around on it and not make noise, at that computer, editing the podcast, and I went, oh, good, God, I need to have a piss. And I just sat and thought, yeah, they're just going to slag me off now, and I'm going to have to hear it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Apparently got AIDS or something.
There's no apparently about it.
Yeah.
You're just in denial.
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 Yeah.
Denial.
More than river in Egypt, you know.
Yeah.
Still need a wee?
You'll just go.
Anyway, thank you so much, patrons, for listening.
Yep,
thank you.
Yar.
And bye. I don't know.
Really. Well, let us know who wants next.
Who wants next guest slot?
Yeah.
Well, a mate of mine from Exeter, from me, Barra.
Is he called James?
Can't come on if he's not called James.
I was going to say it is a deal breaker.
Finding a girl called James might be really tricky as well.
Put you in drag?
Not if them identifies as a fisher them.
That's true.
A fisher cunt.
Fisher Price cunt.
Stop making fucking noise, will
so
you?
So your mate from... Who's your mate from Exeter and Boy Racer and Dares then? Is it Non?
No, it's not Non.
Oh.
Non. He was a legend, wasn't he? He's an absolute legend. Yeah, he said he'd be interested in coming on.
Who, Non?
No, not Non. Still not Non, you fucking goon.
Who's the other person then?
The patron.
Who?
I've forgotten his name.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Did you not have that prepped and go, no. Oh, I'm just going to check what his name is.
We've only got six. Andrew. Andy. Andrew Braddock.
Oh, is he not on Discord?
No, he's not on Discord, so. Oh,
okay.
Andy, get on Discord.
And change your name to James, and then you're more than welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Deep hole. Got to be proper.
Yeah, we want legal documentation.
Yep.
Yeah.
If middle name's
you
James,
have to legally be James.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, middle name. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
Or if you know someone called James, it's good enough.
Yeah, I'll do.
Well, he does. There's three fucking people on here that were called James once.
Okay.
Can you do a London accent?
No.
Can you ham it up when there's females around?
Can you do a Polish accent?
Can you try?
No.
Can you speak Polish?
I can't do accents. I can't do Polish either.
Nozicki.
No. Can you
try? That's the only word I know.
No.
Australian. Try Australian. Well, that's easy.
I can't do any accents. It's gonna be terrible.
See who's called our jacket?
No, I'm gonna do a bulge when he says I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah, no, dickhead.
Well, not that, but yeah.
Bulge, say you can have any colour you want.
No.
Slongs are black.
You have issues with slongs that are black.
Detroit, Michigan. Anyway, let's go.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay.
Cheers then.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.